Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour! Kaboom.
Howdy hey, Slothians. And Rufus, my friend, how are you today?
Hey, doing good. I can't see your face. Did you turn off video? What's up?
No, I did not. I didn't do anything.
Huh? What are you hiding? Are you naked again?
No, I mean, my video says it's turned on now. Is it on now?
It's coming on. It's thinking. Holy shit, you are naked.
Yes, I am. Don't mind that anaconda.
Well, do you have the camera at waist level? Yeah, I'm sure it's friendly.
It's very friendly.
It loves to get to know people.
It loves to spray hot sauce.
Muy caliente.
How was your evening last night in Nicaragua? Since our listeners don't know, our man Rufus is back in Nicaragua for a short trip.
It was good. It was good. As soon as I got off with you, I hit the streets and I hit a four-way immediately.
Awesome.
I just walked across to the university and I just grabbed me a couple of Latina co-eds by the boobs and dragged them, you know, a tit in each hand right over to my pad. And
sweet Jesus.
Slammed them around a little bit. Yeah, it was great.
Slap them. Slap them with your cock.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, they wanted it. They wanted you to.
Muy grande salchicha. Salchicha. My very big sausage.
Nice. So what did you actually do? Just sit home and puss out like a champ?
Yeah, pretty much. But
did you
I
to get anything to eat?
No, because I wasn't hungry. I had a late lunch, so... It's getting more desperate sounding and less cool. I had a late lunch. I didn't go out and bang co-eds. That's right. It was either sit home and digest my late lunch or go bang some co-eds, so I just chilled out.
Yeah, well, you don't want to get a cramp.
No, at this age, I can't deal with a cramp.
A fucking cramp.
That's right. My fuck muscle's out. Ow!
Let's just... In fact, you're too old to have sex with teenage Latinas.
Oh, no, I'm not too old for it. They're too young for it.
Oh, okay. You didn't want to hurt anyone, I see. You were protecting the children.
They're just disgusted by my age, is what I meant.
Well, no, you're the gringo with the dinero, mucho dinero from gringo.
That's true. I could probably pay their tuition with one of my paychecks.
El bachelero pad. You're the fucking... You should just set up a small porn operation right there for the next week. Make yourself a couple grand.
Yeah, I probably could.
No one would ever know, dude. You could just do one of those point-of-view deals where you never see the dude's face.
Yeah, the POV. You should never see the dude's face anyway. What the fuck
is
that
about?
No,
you should not. You're right. Unless it's a nice artistic German porno with a meaning.
Well, unless he also has a dick in his mouth.
Those are the best ones.
And it's my dick. Then I want him looking me straight in the eyes.
That's the one.
Gazing up at me longingly.
Those are the ones that want to keep point of view, please. I don't even want to be getting sucked off by someone other than Aaron Turner.
Me either.
Hey, I want you to see a picture real quick that I found the other day. Ready?
Yes.
It's not of you, so don't be afraid.
Ah, shit. I'm disappointed. Is that Fitzkin, little dog?
It is.
Are you serious?
Guess where they're at.
Roehampton.
That's Roehampton. It is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it almost kind of brought a tear to my eye, this picture.
That is so crazy. You know, ever since
old days.
I have always called my dog, little dog, because you called it little dog. Yeah.
Little dog, actually, you know, she only passed away like three years ago. And by the time she had passed, my daughter was calling her Dee Dee.
Dee Dee, really?
Well, I had changed it from little dog to D. Why? I don't know. LD to just D. It's like LD was too much. Little dog was too much. Then LD was too much, so it's just D. And at one point, I think if she'd lived a couple of years, it's just going to be duh.
Is that laziness or efficiency?
I think it's
hard to tell. It's efficiency.
I think that's my Chinese manufacturing side coming out.
That's a well-oiled machine.
It's a well-thought-out machine.
Yeah, it is. It is, really. I'd like to see the flow chart.
Yes, it's just one arrow. Dropping letters as you go down.
That's right. It's one arrow. It's from hard to easy.
Yeah.
It's
upward slant.
It's a single-slide PowerPoint presentation. Here's how we're going to fix this company. We're going to stop making things hard and make them easy.
Yes, that's what we need to market stuff is. Well, they do have that easy button, right? Push the easy button.
Oh, yeah.
But our idea is much better. You know, whatever happened to that guy that, remember that used to talk in those computers fast?
Yeah, back in the 80s.
You know, that's like a Hammer, whatever, you know, sort of like I finish up the show sometimes.
I think he worked for FedEx, and he was like, oh, something like that. We didn't talk fast.
Oh, yeah, it was like FedEx or something.
FedEx, yeah.
And what was that other guy that sold those cars? Joe Hawaii?
Joe Isuzu. The liar. He lied, right? That was his shtick. He lied to you all the time. Joe Isuzu.
And then they turned it into like a Saturday Night Live skit. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
John Lovitz. Yeah, John Lovitz. Come on.
Yeah.
John, give us a call, 646-478-0616. Tell us why you're so lame.
We want to chastise you for being such a sorry. Well, you know what? You're rich and you did your stick. God bless you.
Yeah.
Where are you now, your bloated fucking alcoholic self washed up on some beach of self-loathing?
It sounds like you've read his Wikipedia page.
I did. I read his suicide note.
that's what he scrawled under his Hollywood Walk of Fame thing after he put his handprints in it. I'm a suicidal fucking drunk alcoholic. Please help me.
No, he didn't want to. You know what? Then he was such a puss that he, instead of killing himself and using that as a suicide note, he just decided to turn it into a book.
Or a tweet. He tweeted it.
He tweeted it. I tweet my. You know what? I wonder. You know someone's tweeted a suicide note.
No, I'm sure. Anyone who tweets a suicide note is someone I hope really commits suicide, I have to say.
You know what? They won't, though.
Oh, no.
Won't.
Tweeters have no balls.
It's like that. Who's that? What is the name of that band? Shit. Give me a second here. You know, I tried to post something onto to our Hypersloth Me page.
Yes.
And it didn't really post the link. It, like, got the headline and everything up there, but it didn't post the actual story.
No, you have to write the story.
What did you say?
You have to write the story. It's our website. It's not like posting on, like, Facebook or Twitter just saying, hey, I found this. It's awesome. It's like we got to create the fucking page and put the pictures and the videos in and stuff.
Right. I guess all I didn't know how to do was upload the video or get the video to link to the – to the perspective post.
Yeah, was it a YouTube video? You'd have to go to YouTube and get the embed code and put that in there.
I don't think it was YouTube. I can't remember what it was. I mean, it wasn't even a video. It actually was just like a slideshow. And it was five happy bands and the new singers that ruined them or shit like that.
I saw that. It posted on our Facebook page, and I clicked it, and there was nothing there.
Right, that's what I mean.
So what was it about? I'm curious. I want to see it.
It was like it basically had like bands that were ruined by new lead singers. One, actually the one that caught my eye the most was because you're a big Van Halen fan.
Uh-huh.
It was Sammy Hagar and Van Halen.
Sure, I can see that.
Who else was there? Let's see. I want to say Leonard, but a lot of it was bullshit because it was like guys who died being replaced. It was okay.
Yeah,
it was the guy from the Cult replacing Jim Morrison with The Doors.
Uh-huh. He seems like Jim Morrison. I always thought the guy from The Cult sounded like Jim Morrison, though.
Yeah, well, I guess he can't sound like anything live. And he was boozing it up too much and taking too much stuff. And then, and you know what? I got a little respect for this. I can't remember. I think it was either John Densmore or Robbie Krieger sued Ray Manzarek and whoever the other Door was that was doing it with him. Because he's like, no fucking way. You know what? You're not going to fucking take The Doors' name and do this with it.
That is sacrilege, by the way. I mean,
I can appreciate that.
I mean, if there's any, I can sort of wipe my hands of the whole Van Halen thing. But whenever you talk about The Doors, that's like, That's codified rock and roll fucking foundational bullshit. You can't fuck with that. You know, if you want to have another band that sounds like the Doors and play their songs with another singer, that's cool. Yeah. We'll call that a cover band or a tribute band. You can't bring somebody else in that's not Jim Morrison. Come on.
No, you can't. Well, so what happened was they ended up calling themselves Riders on the Storm and did like two shows, and it just fucking belly flopped. And you know, I mean, imagine you're going to see the Doors show, and this fucking guy comes out. You know what I mean? You almost expect it to be like so theatrical that it, you know, and I'm sure he's like, it's something that can't be practiced or whatever. I mean, I have no idea who this guy is. I mean, I like The Cult. Don't get me wrong. I got no problem with The Cult. But Electric is a great album. But, I mean, apparently the guy can't do anything outside the studio.
He didn't – I hope he didn't insist that they, like, play one or two Cult songs at the Doors show.
Oh, I'm sure. He probably warmed up for the Doors.
Oh, the Cult opened for the Doors.
The Doors. The Riders on the Storm or whatever the hell it was. Now, I'm trying to think of another band. I want to say Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That was one. Then he died in an airplane.
That's kind of bullshit, too. I mean, the guy died and they replaced him.
They replaced him with his brother, though, who sounds exactly like him.
Yeah, he does. It's almost uncanny. I don't even know which one's the real one anymore in pictures.
I think they're the same guy.
They probably are. He probably came back in a time machine. He's probably on A370 or whatever that airplane was.
Oh, yeah.
Where have they left that, anyways? What is going on with that?
I saw a headline yesterday, and it was still inconclusive. They don't know where the fuck it is. Nobody knows.
I mean, it's a fucking huge place, though. And there's no way that it's been landed somewhere, and they're holding these fucking people hostage.
No.
I mean, they would have come out and said that already, wouldn't you think?
I mean, I guess it just crashed into the ocean during a storm, and the whole thing broke up and sank. I mean,
I do have to believe that guy probably hijacked it and turned off the shit, but it fucking crashed. His plan obviously didn't go the way he thought, and it crashed, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So here's an interesting thing I saw on the news. Let me pull this up for you real quick, Rufus. I accidentally closed the window. So talk at your leisure real quick, if you'd be so kind.
Well, how about if I do this?
Live from the Internet, it's Headline News with ZigZag and Rufus.
I have no headline news.
I got one.
Been busy as fuck. It's one thing I forget about Nicaragua is everything that takes 10 minutes in the States takes about 2 hours here.
So what are you doing actually there? What were you trying to get done today?
Today I'm working my job too, so I'm like working all day, and then I'm also trying to pack shit up, and I'm dealing with my buddy Sergio, who's the broker who got us this place to sell all the furniture we bought for this place, and wheeling and dealing with people left and right to get rid of stuff. And
did you ever approach the people you're renting the place from, say, hey, you know, why don't you give us our deposit money back and we'll leave the place fully fucking furnished for you?
They don't want to furnish because most people in this area, this is not a tourist area, so most people looking to rent, they have their own shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Unfortunate. Looks like you're going to have a tag sale. Have an estate
sale. It looks like, I found out today, it looks like I'm getting rid of pretty much everything and we'll be fucking out of here with some cash, yeah.
Will you be getting anything close to what you paid for it?
No, I wasn't too concerned. I mean,
you didn't expect to. I mean, I don't. I just was curious.
Yeah,
it's obviously lightly used.
Oh yeah, very lightly used. I've only masturbated on two items here.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. Good idea. One of them was probably the dishware.
Yes, I stuck a fork in my pee hole and shot it out.
And a knife up your buttocks?
Indeed. Sideways.
Here we go. Here's the headline. Play that headline news intro again.
Okay.
Live from the Internet, it's Headline News with ZigZag and Rufus.
Headline, Melville, Missouri. Woman busted shoplifting at Walmart on Thursday evening, cooked meth in a soda bottle while being held in the Missouri State's Loss Prevention Office, authorities say.
What?
Yes. Lewis County police noticed the liquid inside of the 20-ounce bottle was bubbling and immediately evacuated the Melville store because of the possible dangers. Yes, this lady got picked up for shoplifting,
Uh-huh.
While she was being held, walked into an aisle and put together a small fucking meth lab.
God bless her. God bless her. That's ingenuity we need on the Hypersloth team.
Guess what?
Huh.
I'm going to read you another headline.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Here we go. Another lady caught cooking meth inside of a Walmart.
Did they have a meth aisle?
Listen to this. This lady was in the store for 6 fucking hours.
What?
Yes, she set up a little meth lab. She used stuff from the store, put it in a fucking bottle, set it on a fucking shelf, and then was sitting there for 6 fucking hours before they did anything to her.
There must be a website where you can learn how to make meth in Walmart.
I'm guessing so. Yeah. Can you believe that shit? Two people have actually done that.
Why doesn't this shit happen at Target? Target's high school, that's why.
I'm guessing because Target has better security. I mean, what the fuck? Someone is standing in your store for 6 fucking hours and you don't approach them?
Yeah, I'm sure you've got to be there at the meth lab for six. You can't just go roaming around and leaving that shit. So
right.
Surely somebody...
Put it in their purse. Take it home. Look, I found a fucking active meth lab at Walmart. Let's go home.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's just that fucking someone trying to take it through the register.
And, of course, you're walking out, and the old man wants to check your receipt, and he's like, yeah, meth lab, okay, you paid for it.
Yeah, he marks it off with his marker. You could probably walk out of there for like $1.79 or whatever a 20-ounce Sprite costs.
Oh, sure.
With a fucking active meth lab.
See, Sprite, Benadryl, rock candy, and dry ice. All right, you're good to go.
Yeah, turpentine and sulfur. I mean, what the fuck? I don't know how you could cold cook meth, but I got to imagine you have to mix some pretty fucking crazy shit up.
Now, was she making it for distribution, or was she like, she was coming off of her fix and was like, I got to make me some meth for me right now?
I'm sure she's just making, probably cook for herself or whatever, or whoever. I don't know. What
of course,
fuck?
In her mind, that 6 hours is probably about 15 seconds. She was not
Actually, no, for her, it's probably more like 30 fucking hours.
Oh, you're right. It goes the other way.
Because she could fit a lot of fucking picking her skin and pulling on her own teeth into fucking 6 hours.
Jesus Christ.
That's how they do. That is how they do. I think I saw a lady behind me that was obviously hopped up on meth today. She was yelling at her, like, 3-year-old kid. It was pretty fucking sad.
Well, was the kid being a dick? 3-year-old's
a dick. I'm sure. I mean, all kids are dicks, but, I mean, this little kid, he probably didn't deserve the beating that she gave him when they got home.
Oh,
maybe
wow.
He did. I don't know. I don't know what was going on.
I don't know. You got to think that a kid raised by somebody like that is probably a piece of shit.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, the kid doesn't even have a chance.
You know, shitty parents don't raise well-behaved children.
No, they don't. They raise
cycle.
Other shitty. They raise future shitty parents.
That's right. I bet if you could analyze the skeletal structure of those people, their knuckles would be a little bit thicker than everybody else's from the beating.
It's their brow. It's their Cro-Magnon brow that you really can tell. Here we go. All right. This is not a joke. All right. These people, we had soccer practice tonight, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Soccer practice for 5-year-old. Always an entertaining event. But
sure.
These people named their kid. There's a kid on her team named Riker.
Riker. Ooh, sounds like an action hero.
And guess what his middle name is?
Riker Shotgun.
Island.
You're kidding. Riker Island.
No, I'm not kidding.
Why?
I wish I was. I even said to my wife, I'm like, did I even hear that right? And she's like, I don't. She said, I think it's Alan. And I said, well, even if it was Alan, that's still pretty fucking annoying because I know what they're trying to pull. You know what I mean? Riker Alan.
Yeah, they think they're being clever and they're just dooming their kid to never-ending torment.
Yes, it was so gross, dude. I couldn't believe it.
Jeez.
And he sucks at soccer.
Of course.
But it doesn't really matter because my daughter sucks at soccer, too. But tonight, actually, she had her best practice ever, I would say.
Really?
She was showing off for this other little girl that's in her class, I think. Here's one for you. Did this ever happen to you when you were in high school, Rufus? Teacher arrested for giving middle schooler a birthday lap dance.
That never happened, and I can't think of a teacher I had during that period that I would want that to happen.
I could think of one teacher that I would let. I could think of one teacher I would let get full contact lap dance.
Man,
this is not her. This happened in Houston, Texas.
Really? Actually,
she reportedly rubbed her hands all over the boy's body, then dropped to her knees and put her head between his legs.
Very nice. The boy
says he slapped Smith's ass several times during the incident, and the teacher's notes of the teacher's moves caused him to have an erected penis.
What?
Yep, and then Smith ended the nearly four-minute-long dance by saying, "I love you, baby. Happy birthday." The victim is 15.
"I love you, baby. Happy birthday?"
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. What sucks for that kid is that'll never happen again. But that's awesome.
What sucks is he went home with a fucking major set of blue balls. She should at least wait till school's ending so she could give it his fucking rocks off for the poor kid.
I get God. When I was 15, I went home with a major set of blue balls every day, even without that dance.
From riding the bus.
Just from walking.
Jesus Christ, what do you got, boulders for fucking balls?
No, I've got very thick thighs.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm trying to see if there's any other news of the weird here. World's fastest beer mile was recorded for posterity. Not sure what that means. Remember this moment. Someday your kids will ask where you were when you found out that some jackass had run a beer mile, like a regular mile, but with more beer in under 5 minutes, setting a new world record.
I think it sounds like something my aunt did last week. My aunt is totally fucking cool. She's way awesome. And she did this. It was 5K. No, it was a 0.5K where you have a beer in each hand. This is an Austin thing, and you, like, run and drink your beers. I don't know what the fucking point is. Yeah.
I would exercise more.
I guess you can call that exercise.
Yeah, basically this guy's running and then slamming a beer. I guess he's slamming one beer every mile or something. I don't know. They don't really tell you in the thing, and I don't really want to watch it because he looks like a dipshit.
Anybody who participates in something
he's
like that.
He's going to do a five-minute mile, though, while drinking beer.
A five-minute mile while drinking beer.
That's what he said.
Hard.
Hold on a second.
50 years ago, Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile. Many medical experts thought it was a limitation of human beings.
Can you hear him?
Yes. Yes.
Attempt to break 5 minutes for the first time ever. In the beer mile, many people believe it's a physical limitation. Not that many people actually, but I'll give it a shot. I'm physically fit. I've been training hard, nothing but this day for the last year. Feel a bunch of track workouts, got back to my race weight, and feel pretty good about my speed, my fitness. Lost a little bit of upper body weight that I didn't need, and I'm ready to run fast. Number two, I have spent an extensive amount of time training my stomach to expand, to be able to intake the mass amounts of carbon dioxide that I'm going to put into it.
This is phony. This has to be phony. He's got to be making a joke.
We'll see. It looks like he got a world record for it.
Upper sphincter, how to make sure that I can maximize the amount of volume in a short amount of time.
Gross.
I drink a beer in about 2 or 3 seconds out of a glass.
I can do that.
Or out of a can in about 8. I need to be somewhere in between.
I can drink a beer in faster than 8 seconds out of a can.
Yeah, I have done it. I need to do it 4 times in a row. I'm not fast enough to do anything else. I've consulted with some of the best chemical minds on the planet about the chemistry composition of beer and carbon dioxide displacement within a can. It's been optimal temperature in order to raise the CO2 from the beer into the top of the head so that when you pop it, as much CO2 exits as possible.
Is Bill Nye the science guy?
Yes, he must have done his homework.
Jesus. How does a beer drinker do this much homework?
Not drinking the beer fast.
So wait a minute. Why can't he just put it in a... Why does he have to drink it from a can? Why can't he just drink it from a glass?
Is
that your kid yelling over there? Your family show?
Not my kids.
Not mine either. Mine are locked up.
As they should be.
Yeah. I let him out for school.
About to witness the beer mile. Exactly. Is a beer mile. Four beers, four laps. Pound beer fun.
What is the point? Is this a...
Setting a world record. This is how this guy gets his world record.
A world record for what? Drinking beer and running?
Yes.
So can you just make up a world record? I can break one tonight. I'll set one tonight.
But like how many times you can masturbate in a 24-hour period without moving from the same spot?
I'll just see how many times I can cross my legs while sitting on a chair and drinking beer. Because apparently you can just make up anything and set the record.
Start.
One, two, three. I've done three, and that is the record because it's never been done before.
Now do three and drink some beer, for Christ's sake. Do you want a record or not?
I've had like 15 beers.
No, but you didn't drink beer while you were crossing your legs, so it's not really official.
Oh, wait. So is he drinking while he's running, or does he chug one and then run?
Personal opinion is he should be.
But that's my point, is it's all fabricated and made up. I can break a record if I can invent the thing to break a record about.
I know. I'm just saying that he should be drinking the beer right now. He should be. You're right.
I think he should be drinking the beer and not doing the running, just fucking drinking the beer.
That's pretty boring now. Sorry I ruined the show with that guy.
I don't think you ruined the show. We've just obviously uncovered him as a phony and a fraud because...
Oh, he's got to do a 5-minute mile, though, while drinking. Hold on.
Say 54.
He's got 1 minute to run the last lap.
Are the Guinness people there, the Guinness Book of World Records people?
You know what? I only see his wife.
449.
If there's not record, right. If there's not accredited record holder people there, then it doesn't fucking matter.
457.
I don't see if he pukes.
We did it. The California Runners.
Yeah, he didn't puke. This thing's lame all the way around, dude. Take that off the air. What an idiot.
D-bag.
So, anyway.
Send me the link, though. I want to see it.
Do you really?
Yeah. I just want to see it. I'm curious.
Why, you want to see this guy in his tight running shorts, you freak of nature?
Are they like, really tight?
Oh, they're hot, dude. They're all about fucking... He's not leaving much of the imagination. He's definitely hiding a python in his shorts there.
Jesus Christ.
It's like looking in a mirror.
Good Lord.
There you go. Oh,
cool. Gawker. That's a good website.
Yeah, that is pretty good. So, anyways, have you talked to your wife and son since you've been gone?
I've emailed and, like, text messaged, but I haven't Skyped too much, like video Skype like we're doing right now. I reserve this for important things like the show.
I agree with that 100%. I do agree with that. This is the only time I ever Skype, period, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, typically me too.
I mean, I feel like text is just so much more... I want to say, like, close, you know. Texting is so personal compared to Skyping.
Hey. I don't even know if this is working. I'm just calling in to see. Apparently me and Rufus got disconnected. Disconnect. If you haven't seen that movie, you should check it out. It's called Office. Oh, it's called Head Office, not Office Space. Don't get it confused with Office Space. It's called Head Office, and it is it's a great movie with, believe it or not, Judge Reinhold and, God, who's the other guy? A couple famous people in that one. Pretty good show. But you know what? I'd like to give a shout-out. Rufus got something here called Cure for Pain. I'm not sure what it is, but let's give it a listen and see what it is.
Yeah. Pull the toes to myself. Come.